Nearly 5 decades ago, on 4th of April 1979, Pakistan witnessed a grave injustice, the execution of a politically victimized leader. He was none other than Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, the democratically elected leader of Pakistan, who gave the country its constitution, which remains in use to this day. Recognizing his merit on this March 23, 2025, former Prime Minister and founder of Pakistan People's Party, PPP, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was posthumously awarded the Nishan-i Pakistan, the nation's highest civilian honor. The award, received by his daughter Sanam Bhutto, recognized his contributions to the country, democracy, and the people. Zab was executed on April 4, 1979, following a conviction in a highly controversial murder case, widely condemned for lacking due process. His execution was later regarded as a judicial murder in the country's history. Nearly a year ago, Supreme Court judges reviewed the case and concluded that Bhutto's trial had been unfair, denying him due process at both the trial and appellate levels, an acknowledgement seen as a correction of a historic miscarriage of justice. The Bhutto family's political legacy in Pakistan is marred by a series of tragic events, each paying a price for their unflinching sincerity and standing tall against oppression and injustice. From Zab's judicially contested execution to Benazir Bhutto's assassination, Shahnawaz Bhutto's mysterious death in South Africa, and Murtaza Bhutto's controversial police encounter, the family has faced unpredictable deaths, all seemingly in service of protecting the rights of the people at the stake of their lives. Zab, a visionary leader, faced grave injustice when he was judicially convicted and sentenced to death in 1979. His execution, later remembered as a judicial murder, sent shockwaves through Pakistan. Bhutto's commitment to a democratic and progressive Pakistan was abruptly cut short, and the repercussions of his unjust death were felt across the nation. Benazir Bhutto, his daughter and political successor, emerged only as a hope for democratic ideals. Her tenure as the first woman to lead a Muslim-majority country faced tumult, culminating in her tragic assassination on December 7, 2007 at Rawalpindi. The consequences were irreparable, impacting not only the Bhutto family, but also the stability of Pakistan's political institutions. The death of Benazir Bhutto, the first female prime minister in the Muslim world, left a void in the PPP leadership, prompting questions about the future of democratic governance. Shahnawaz Bhutto's mysterious sudden death in Nice, France, in 1985, is yet another layer to the family's narrative of untimely deaths. The circumstances surrounding his demise remain shrouded in mystery, contributing to the perception that the Bhutto family, committed to the well-being of the people, was beset by unpredictable tragedies.